as long as President Obama is president, clearly the Affordable Care Act will not be repealed. But there are portions of it that there is a gathering understanding need to be repealed, number one. And number two, if you are one of those middle-income families who suddenly found that you could not afford to provide coverage for your husband and your children because of this law, wouldn't you want that portion repealed? That's our effort. You draw attention to it, you build up momentum, and maybe not the whole thing, but maybe those parts which are particularly troublesome.
One of the hot button issues down here in Louisiana as of right now is Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. But in light of some recent developments, including Governors Chris Christie of New Jersey and Rick Scott of Florida agreeing to expand Medicaid, and of course the Arkansas deal that sort of, if it goes through, might offer some flexibility. Taking all of this into consideration, has your mind changed at all about what you think is best for Louisianans on the issue?
I've never said that the state of Louisiana should or should not expand Medicaid. What I've always said is that it's not free money, as some people do. Number two, though, but let's look at the different situation. It's the Kaiser Family Foundation study that says it's such a wonderful deal for the states. Under that, a state like New York will save $33 billion state dollars if they accept the expansion. That same study shows that Louisiana, it will cost our taxpayer $1.2 to $1.8 billion over 10 years. It looks like that's going to be a significant strain, that there will be more cuts to higher education to help finance it. So ultimately, it is the governor's call, but I will say it's not free money. There's absolutely going to be a cost.
Now, you've been working on some private health insurance reforms. Can you tell me a little bit about how your idea would work within the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, so first, just in case your listeners don't know, I still see patients at OK Long Hospital, patients who are underinsured or uninsured. That's been my life's work for 24 years. And I've just noticed that folks will make, whatever their income level, will still make the right decision for them financially. They are good people. They just happen not to have insurance.
Cassidy's proposal would be to give customers more flexibility with what they do with their health care subsidies, either pay it toward insurance premiums or put the money aside in a health savings account. But if you're not getting a subsidy from anywhere because you're still outside the Medicaid eligibility limits, the policy doesn't apply.
Next part of this conversation, if you will, if you saw Ben Carson speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, he's a gentleman who's the chairman of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins. He said, you know, we ought to give a health savings account with a catastrophic policy to everybody on the day that they are born. Our plan is kind of like that, where everybody would get that safety net health savings account with a pharmaceutical coverage and a catastrophic policy. They get added to their own money or to their employer's money by a better policy, in their mind a better policy. Or they could just save up that health savings account like my family tries to do so that over time we have a bigger account. It's that sort of program that encourages self-sufficiency and still provides that safety net.
And finally, because I have to ask, your name has been tossed around as a possible challenger to Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in her reelection bid for 2014. Is there any truth to those rumors, or is this all still water cooler talk at this point?
Well, there's still obviously people have approached me and approached others about running. We have not made a final decision. We're going around the state talking to voters and seeing what they think, and then we'll make our call.
Congressman Bill Cassidy, thank you so much for coming in and speaking.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for having me.